Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WBEN News Time, 7:54. Bill's sideline reporter for WGR Sports Radio 550, Sal Capaccio, is joining us live this morning. Sal, nobody could have predicted the way this game would have gone yesterday ahead of time, right?
No, I mean, come on, 18-10. I did some research, Susan, believe it or not. It's only the fifth game in NFL history to end with that score. That's how unique and crazy it was. It was a game that you kind of don't know how to feel about it, to be quite honest. There's lots of good things that happened for the Bills. And lots of things that make you say, oh, my gosh, that wasn't very good. So at the end of the day, they won 5-2. That's what matters. It wasn't – maybe you could say it's an ugly win. It wasn't a bad win at all. I thought they played pretty well. They just could not score points.
Yeah, I'm left wondering, how much complaining am I allowed to do after a win?
Well, that's really funny you asked that. I'm actually getting ready for my extra point show over at WGR at 10 o'clock, and I'm kind of thinking the same thing about what I'm going to get from fans today, which is, are fans going to be mad? Are fans going to be happy? I don't know. I think you can recognize. I think, to me, I'm a big picture guy. Let's be realistic. I thought the Bills played a solid game, except for one area, and that is scoring touchdowns. And that's a big area, though. There's just no doubt about it. They have to be better at that. But I think there was a lot of encouraging signs too. You can complain a little bit, Brian, but I think that at the end of the day, though, I have to recognize the job the defense did the second half, which was pretty unbelievable, allowing the Jets only 4 total yards in the second half, and the offense. They didn't punt all day, which meant they moved the ball really well.
Yeah, there were so many unusual things that happened in this game. But for me, watching Tyler Bass, I mean, you're both cursing him and praising him during the same game.
So isn't that completely, like, representative of the entire game?
Yeah.
Tyler Bass is, like, what he did was kind of representative of the entire team, which is you're so frustrated, but then you're like, oh, yeah, but that worked out okay. Tyler Bass missed 2 field goals, and you know, you want to get all of them. At the end of the day, he kicked 6 of them. He out of 8. You know, he's 6 of 8. You know, 3 out of 4, if you will, if you have to divide it up amongst 2 games, because that's essentially what he did, was have 2 games full of even more of field goals. But, sure, he's a rookie, though. Here's the thing. The Bills signed up for this. They signed up for having a rookie they're going to have to deal with. I'm pretty sure they understood he's not going to make every kick. He also gives them a chance to make kicks that other kickers can't because of his strong leg. I would not recommend that the Bills move on from Tyler Bass. They're going to have to live with some struggles, though, as they go on, but that's going to be part of his career, I think, early here in the early stages in his rookie year.
Do you bring in another kicker to maybe get a look at him, though? Because, you know, the one thing that worries me, Sal, is he's near the bottom of the list when it comes to field goal percentage, you know, among the kickers in the league. And, you know, you have some tough games coming up where – do you trust him to make that last kick? If it's a 30, you know, 35, 36 yarder to win the game, can he do it?
Well, let me ask you this, Brian. Would you trust a guy who's sitting on the street right now and not on an NFL team if you bring him in? You know, I think that's the question you have to ask, right? I mean, we can question Tyler Bass, but if there's a guy out there you can bring in, that means nobody else wants him either. That means that nobody trusts that guy necessarily to have a roster spot. Even Don Gaskowski, who has Super Bowl rings, he kicked for a long time for the Patriots, missed a game-tying field goal for the Tennessee Titans. Those things do happen. Tyler Bass didn't cost the Bills. In fact, he was their entire scoring. But I'll also tell you this. Just thinking about the way Sean McDermott might think, I think that if they bring in another kicker to work out, he might think that could be detrimental to Tyler Bass and, you know, him and thinking, oh, my God, I got to look over my shoulder and putting more pressure on him at every kick.
All right. With the weekend also brought news of the COVID positive case for Dawson Knox and three others from the practice squad. But really, the team is lucky on this one, right? When you look at it?
Yeah, it appears that's the case. It appears that, you know, they did everything the way they're supposed to do it with the contact tracing. They have everybody wears little watches, basically, which they go off if you're within 6 feet of someone else. And because Dawson Knox is in the meeting and apparently the contact tracing said these are the people he was closest to, those are all the people that went on the COVID-19 list. But, yeah, he was already not going to play because of an injury. Lee Smith was the only active player who was going to play who went on the list. Otherwise, it was a practice squad player and a guy on the reserve list. So, yeah, it looks like they got out of this okay, but we'll see. You know, I mean, it's every day is a different day, and you have to see where this thing goes.
Sal, thanks so much, and enjoy talking to fans today. I'm sure it's going to be one of the more interesting shows you've had in a while. It's Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter, talking about the Bills' 18-10 win against the Jets.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.